Would you turn in your Bibles with me tonight to 2 Timothy?
2 Timothy chapter 3. I just want to mention one verse and for us all to just take to heart even this evening as God has been speaking to us in our devotions through the preaching here at church. It may be a message you've heard on the radio, a book you've been reading. I don't know how all that God is speaking very specifically, but notice with me verse 14. This verse is on the sign behind the front. It's on the back side of the sign as you're going into the wild. So you have this beautiful sign that talks about, you know, all we do to the glory of God. But then when you're leaving after you've been there for a week, this verse is on the back that you see as you leave the camp, the campus. And it's a reminder for us and for all the decisions that were made at camp to remember what God has spoken to you about. What has God been teaching you? What has God been teaching me? Let's read it together. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Let me just point out the fact that when we hear messages, whether it be at camp or Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Sunday school, whatever it may be, God has a plan for us to continue in those things that we have made decisions about. It's not just sort of a one-time flashbang, we're done type process. That's not what spiritual decisions are about. They're about to follow through with them. And I just would like to mention a couple ways that you can continue in decisions that you make here at church. Hopefully you make in your home when you read the Word of God or when you're listening to the radio, whatever God is doing, how you can remember them. Number one, write them down. Number one, write them down. I can't tell you how many times in my Bible that through the years that I will find a place on a blank paper inside the Bible that I'll put the date and how God spoke to me very specifically. And it may not be a big deal to some. It just may be a decision. But I think it's so important that when God speaks, write it down. So you can go and rehearse it. You can go look at it later. Because, hey, anybody else struggle with memory? We are finite beings. We are forgetful. And even something that maybe God spoke to us yesterday, it fades quickly unless we are intentional and purposeful in writing it down. We want to make sure that we record the way that God speaks. That's one of the reasons I feel like it's very practical for keeping a journal of some sort that you bring to the services with you. You may not write down the outline, but there may be some ways that God speaks very specifically that you can go back and look at and rehearse as you look to continue in those things which you've learned. Secondly, one of the things that you can do is not only write it down, but then here's another thing, something that we did tonight and saw tonight, you share those decisions. That is so practical, I know, and so simple. But one of the best things you can do when God speaks to you in a special way and you make a spiritual decision, maybe it's to combat bitterness or lust or jealousy. Perhaps it's a point of pride. Perhaps it's a decision of surrender. Whatever the case may be, I think one of the best things you can do is share it with others. It might be with a friend, might be with a parent, might be with a spouse. You know, it's just something that's unique about sharing the way God has worked. It'll help you continue. There'll be somewhat of an accountability there. Because if someone really cares about you, I think there are times where it may come up in conversation. And I was at the Wilds this week, and it was a blessing because the sponsors would meet for prayer every day for the campers. And basically what we would have is a list of campers, and we would all break up in groups and just pray over those names as the young people would be going into the chapel hour and different things like that. And we would just pray over them. But right in the beginning, I confided in a man that I was praying with and just mentioned some ways that he could pray for me, because that's just the way that it kind of came up. It's just like, it was just really unique, because I'd never met these two men before, and they were from different churches. But somehow, and I can't even remember what triggered it, but it's like we just opened up and shared some struggles. And I appreciated that, how the Lord lined that up right at the beginning. And I appreciated one of the brothers. About 3 days later, he caught me on the sidewalk or something. We were somewhere on campus, and we caught eye contact, and we talked to each other a little bit. And he just asked me, hey, how's that going? You know, how's the situation that we prayed about? He said, I'm praying about that for you. And, you know, that's encouraging. He actually remembered what I shared and showed just a compassionate. Just showed a compassion there to really be thoughtful. And that helped me in my decision to seek to continue. And, you know, that's what will happen as well. And then, so you not only record it, not only do you share it, but thirdly, you just simply live it out. You purpose in your heart to go out and to do it. The decisions you've made here recently, can I just encourage you just to follow through? Let's follow through together. Let's don't make excuse. There's a lion in the streets, you know. Or it's too cold outside, or it's too hot outside. We want to make excuses, but you know, the Lord just says, hey, just go and do it. And that's how you're going to continue it. And I know the Lord is going to help us in that. But I think those are some practical things that I want you to be thinking about. You know, one of the things the kids went to this year, you know, in technology, the kids at the Wilds, I don't know how they probably don't do this at teen camp, but at junior camp at the Wilds, they give the kids a wristband. And it's got some kind of computerized, some kind of digital thing in there that basically has their canteen or camp money, their spending money, okay? So that instead of the juniors, fourth through sixth grade carrying around cash, they have transitioned to something to help them keep up with their money better there at the Wilds. And so they give them these wristbands, and when they go up to get their ice cream, which I saw that a lot because I was in line as well, but they would go up and they would scan those wristbands, and they'd say, okay, Johnny, you got $22 left. And of course, little Johnny would happy hop along with his ice cream or whatever he had and do that. But then I also heard a couple times say, okay, Sally, you have $1 left. And of course, that could be a problem for Sally, especially when it's only Tuesday. Okay, so you know we got to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so I even got word that some parents had to kind of load up again, because the parents have the ability to go on the computer and kind of add to their amount. And so maybe some of you parents even here had to do that. Okay, all right, but nevertheless, that's how it worked. And I just want to use that as an illustration. When it comes to the spiritual things in our life that the spiritual deposits that God puts into our life daily, through our daily walk with Him, when we come in Sunday and receive the Word of God and the preaching and the teaching and the exhortation and fellowship, those deposits, those spiritual deposits, those are for us to go out daily and to spend them spiritually. To use them, to invest, to spend spiritually as we sow the seeds of God's blessings on others. And the truth of the matter is, if we're not allowing those things to continue in us that we've learned, that we've made a choice to follow through with, when we get out there in that world with the flesh, the world, and the devil, the truth is we won't have anything to give. There'll be no deposits. It'll be bankrupt. The account will be empty. And we won't have anything to give for the glory of God. And so my encouragement to you, as God is working in your life spiritually, and He is, I look across this room, I know the Lord is working in your life. I thank God for it. But leave out of here and leave your daily quiet time with the Lord and say, Lord, just use me today to sow some kind of seed of kindness, of love, of hope, of encouragement, of faith. You know, one of the things that Mr. Micah gave, he used a lot of imagery and hand signals when he was teaching the juniors the truth this past week, Mr. Micah self. And one that stuck with me is that he preached a message on sowing and reaping. And he says, remember, kids, you will grow what you sow. You will grow what you sow. And my point is that when we go out daily, I pray that God would help us. The things that we've learned will continue sowing the seeds of kindness, sowing the seeds of forgiveness, sowing the seeds of discipline, sowing the seeds of mercy and grace, sowing the seeds of truth, sowing the seeds of compassion. So, you know, when we sow that, that's what we're going to grow. But the opposite is true. If I sow the seed of laziness, I'm going to reap laziness. If I sow judgment, I'm going to reap judgment. If I sow bitterness, I'm going to reap that bitterness. So may God help us to follow through and to continue in the things that we're learning daily for the glory of God. Would you pray with me? Lord, I thank you for your precious word. I thank you for these testimonies that we've heard. I thank you for what you did in lives this past week. I trust that you will bless every teenager that made decisions for you, that it would stick very deeply within their soul, that they would not be discouraged, and that they would not forget the things that they have learned, but will continue. I pray for the juniors, Lord, that went and made decisions, Lord, for their own hearts in loving you and serving you. We pray that they would follow through and continue in them, and you would just bless them for their obedience. Thank you for our sponsors, Lord. Thank you for the people here at the church that prayed and just care and love. We just rejoice in your great goodness, Lord. May you be honored and glorified tonight as we seek to follow you, as we seek to trust you, and as we seek to continue in the things that we have learned. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.